You're with Virginia. Call 1-300-222-774 or text 0437-774-774.
Sally Capp is the Lord Mayor of Melbourne and she joins you this morning. Sally, oh, sorry, wrong phone line. Sally, good morning to you.
Good morning, Virginia.
Should I say that you're joining us this morning, cap in hand? Because the Melbourne City Council, according to the Ombudsman, has overstepped and you now have to pay back some money.
Yes, we are cap in hand, Virginia. Very clever. But look, it's a serious matter and we take the report from the Ombudsman very seriously. It reveals to us ways in which we need to absolutely improve, and that's what we're focused on.
It's a weird little error that was made, has been made with the PayStay app. When you're entering your registration, if you mistook the number zero for the letter O when entering your registration, you got your fine and you went back and you said, no, sorry, look, mate, I just entered it wrong. Your people were overly rigid, according to the Ombudsman, and you wouldn't let that one pass, and you applied the fine anyway. That does seem harsh.
It does, and the report highlights that we need more fairness and more common sense in our systems to be able to deal with matters like this. It was a mistake not just made by a couple of people, but by a large number of people, and our systems need to be able to better respond. It's just not good enough, and unfortunately the report made for some shocking reading. But the good news is that we've already started taking remediation, and there will be an independent review to make sure we can do this better going forward.
So how much money do you have to repay?
Well, we're still working that out, Virginia, and it will be an ongoing process. So for the 450 people where we can definitely see that the zero and the letter O has been an issue and they had paid for parking, they will automatically receive refunds. We will be working through other cases identified by the Ombudsman, and I would say to everybody that if you have received a fine and you feel that you're unfairly dealt with, then please contact us.
I've just done a rough calculation. That's at least going to be $40,000, probably more, you imagine?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars, and we're up for that because that's, in some ways, the least of what we need to do is to make good and refund, but we also need to take on the bigger challenge of culture change and making sure that our people make fair decisions, that they are allowed and can and do use common sense, and that we are more people-focused and customer-centric.
Although, of course, like all city councils, you've taken a very big hit because of the pandemic, loss of revenue and money you've had to pay out in emergency payments and the like. The coffers must be pretty much bare there at the City of Melbourne, Sally Capp.
Well, they are depleted, and parking revenue is certainly, one of the ways in which we can derive income. But look, the other side of this, and what's really more important, Virginia, as you know, is we need to be bringing people back to our city when it's safe to do so. We need to make it as attractive as possible. We know lots of people are going to want to drive into the city, and we need to make sure that our parking systems are working really well so that people have a good experience and that this doesn't become a barrier to people considering returning to the city.
But the attitude is the thing, isn't it, Sally Capp? The Ombudsman finding an overzealous attitude, that the wording on the notice was apt to mislead a person. It runs the risk, doesn't it, of cementing an understanding in the community that when it comes to parking fines, your officers are just doing everything they can to make sure that we get fined rather than being that reasonable person you describe.
Well, look, the report did say, and the Ombudsman clearly said, that this wasn't about revenue raising. It's not about that, but it is, to your point, about the culture of people within the City of Melbourne thinking fairly and using their common sense. I'll just keep saying it because obviously as this issue started to arise, we saw it happen over and over again, and we need to be far more proactive and responsive to those situations than we are at the moment. We absolutely accept the findings of the Ombudsman. She has noted in her report that we'd already started to respond. We're taking it a step further by having an independent review of that part of our business so that we can identify ways that we can operate better. As I said, it's the experience people have had to date, but it's really about improving how we move forward. And we need to change from a computer says no to a computer says yes type of mentality and approach here at the City of Melbourne.
Well, let's see if you can. I mean, I don't want to besmirch all of those parking officers, but they have a bad rap and a bad reputation, but probably for a reason, and it comes down to that attitude. Mm. Sally Capp, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.